The Isuri String Quartet has an impressive list of accolades and accomplishments that highlight their modern style and approach to collaboration. But what does that actually mean for the listener and the concertgoer? What does immediacy sound and feel like? More specifically, how do the Isuris, as they call themselves, bring that innovation and experimentation to bear in the four programs they're mounting this season? With me to talk about all of that and their current program, Song Emerging, are Isuri's Emma Frucht, violinist, and Karen Uzunian, cellist.
Hi.
Hello.
So great to be here.
Thank you. So, Karen, before we talk about Song Emerging, I wanted to ask a meta question about the quartet's philosophy and this name Isuri, which comes from a form of Japanese woodblock printing. Is there something about that art form that's reflected in the group? Is there some sort of guiding ethos for your performance style and programming that comes from that? I think most people would probably recognize like the Great Wave, right, as this form of Japanese Isuri.
That's right. The art form was very inspiring to us when we discovered it, using materials like wood and ink, the same materials that we use as musicians. This art form primarily uses this ink called Prussian blue that was imported from Europe to Japan. And this just tells a lot of the story in a way that music tells and that we explore through our programming of music that's crossing borders, that's developing, evolving. We love, you know, curiosity. That's sort of our ethos as a string quartet. The string quartet as a living art form is what we want to embody. So we just felt that that name really had a wonderful resonance with our spirit.
So, Emma, this Song Emerging, this program that we're specifically talking about that's coming up at an event at the Green Space, which I'll mention in just a minute. But tell me about the Isuri Songbook and how you came up with the idea for that and this program
specifically. Well, when we were developing the idea of the Isuri Songbook, we thought it would be really exciting to come up with a collection of songs and maybe originally vocal works that we would love to be able to translate into a string quartet form. And so we called upon some of our closest friends and family to create many of these arrangements for us. And these songs span many different time periods and genres. We have more contemporary works, and we also have some songs included that were written originally for string quartet as well. A wonderful song by Eleanor Alberga that she wrote in memory of her mother. There's also going to be some actual singing that's done by members of our quartet. Karen created a really amazing arrangement of a song by Elizabeth Cotton, and she is singing the vocal line for that while the rest of us play, and she plays as well.
When I'm dead and in my grave, no more good times, here I crave. Place the stones at my head and feet, tell them all that I've gone to sleep.
So, Karen, will you be singing this at this performance at the Green Space I mentioned of Song Emerging, which is happening just a few floors down here from our studios at WNYC coming up on the 18th? Will you be singing and performing that as part of this performance as well?
Yes, that song will be a part of the performance. I will be singing in the Elizabeth Cotton tune, as well as this Joanna Newsom tune, and all of us will be singing in a piece by Ben Russell called Weather Vane.
Nice. So this is part of our sister station WQXR's Artist Propulsion Lab. I wonder how you feel about this particular show and what makes it feel unique to bring to this Artist Propulsion Lab.
Oh, I think the really neat thing about the Artist Propulsion Lab and the Songbook, what they share in common is that both are a springboard for exploration for the quartet. So normally with a string quartet, we don't always get to explore these small and intense personal worlds of songs. We tend to play sort of larger scale forms. And these are just such concentrated and expressive worlds. And there's something about that that's so special, you know, seeing a string quartet evoke a guitar, for example, in this song by Elizabeth Cotton, or evoking a piano in some of the art songs, or the harp in a song by Joanna Newsom. So that's been, I think, really neat for us, and very unique to this program.
So Emma, there's a piece that's coming up on this program that you're pairing with these songs from the songbook, the Isori songbook. It's by Tanya Tagak. Tell me a little bit about that. It's not part of the songbook, but it is included in this specific performance. Just tell me a little bit
so
about
that.
Sure. So
this piece by Tanya Tagak, we thought, paired really beautifully with the songbook, as she is a wonderful vocalist. She is an Inuk throat singer and really incredible composer. And she wrote this piece for the Kronos String Quartet originally as part of their 50 for the Future commissioning project, where they asked 50 composers to write pieces that would exist in the public domain. And we fell in love with this piece. And I mean, just Tanya's voice in general and the variety of sounds that she can create. And it's been a really exciting experience for us to figure out how to translate all of, like, the growling and inhalation sounds that she makes as she sings onto our string instruments. And we thought that this was another very cool take on a vocal piece. It'd be a longer song. It's about 10 minutes long. It's extremely rhythmically intricate. It almost feels like you can go into a trance while you're listening or playing it. And yeah, we're really thrilled to be able to share it.
Karen and Emma, thanks so much for the conversation today. We
really
appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Tiffany.
People who are interested in seeing the Isori String Quartet perform Song Emerging, it's coming up at the Green Space on Friday, November 18th. The show is also live streaming. Tickets and information are at thegreenspace.org.